New Year's Eve, a time for new beginnings. Time for reflection on the years gone by. A time when close family and friends get together, clink glasses, stay up a little bit too late, and ponder what the new year may bring them. But appearances are not always what they seem on the surface. Such is what seemed to be the case on New Year's Eve night of 2022 going into 2023 at the home of Anna and Brian Walsh. On the surface, things didn't seem all that strange. Anna Walsh inviting over her former boss and close family friend, Jim Motlew, for dinner, as reported by CBS News Boston.
She said, "Jim, I know you won't go out on New Year's Eve. I know you'll just stay home by yourself. And, you know, Brian and I would love to see you. Just come over. Like, if there's anyone we'd love to see, we'd love to have over to you. Please come." And so I said, "Of course." Brian had cooked an elaborate meal for us, and we hugged and celebrated and toasted and just what you do over New Year's. And there was a lot of looking forward to the new year.
So glasses clink and the celebration continues on throughout the evening as everyone begins to anticipate the new changes in life that were about to occur in 2023. However, only one member of the party knew what those changes were about to be.
Absolutely no indication that any modicum of a tragedy, of disappearance, or anything else could have happened that night.
Oh, how things changed so quickly. The party eventually wrapped up. According to Brian, his wife went to bed around 1 a.m. Had to get up super early at a property emergency that she needed to get back to in D.C., which he claims she got up for. Took a ride share early that morning and got on that flight at the airport. Only problem is, there was no ride share, no evidence of a ride share, and there was no flight and no record of her being on any flight that would have occurred that morning. Similar to what Brian also told investigators about his morning. He had gone to Whole Foods and CVS to pick up some things for his mom once the babysitter arrived. The problem with that story is there's no receipts, and each store has strategically placed security cameras throughout, and neither of them show any trace of Brian Walsh at either location that morning. But he did manage to show up on one surveillance camera at another store the very next day. It was at Home Depot, buying supplies, walking into the store wearing a black mask and wearing surgical gloves as well. He went on a bit of a shopping spree, a $450 shopping spree. What would you buy with $450 at the Home Depot? Well, it appears Brian needed some cleaning supplies, mops, buckets, cleaning liquids, drop cloths, tape, you know, the things one would buy $450 worth out of nowhere for. And finally, on January 4th, at his workplace, made a call to the police reporting a missing person, as did Brian, as well as make some other rather interesting, peppy-seemingly phone calls to friends and acquaintances about his wife's disappearance.
Good afternoon. It's Brian Walsh. I hope all is going well. I was just reaching out to basically everybody I could. Anna hasn't been in touch for a few days. Do you know anyone that might have had contact with her? Calling everyone. So sorry to bother you. I'm sure everything's fine.
But is it really fine, Brian? Because just 2 days later, police will drain your pool and search in the woods out back for the body your missing wife. And suspiciously, a property that she used to own will go up in flames, fire officials calling it strange coincidence. And just 2 short days later, Brian Walsh will find himself in handcuffs, being arrested for not murder, but for misleading investigators, while a search warrant is then issued for his home, where they happen to find blood in the basement area, as well as a knife, which also contained some blood. Very next day, January 9th, Walsh appeared in court pleading not guilty to misleading investigators.
Blood was found in the basement area, as well as a knife, which also contained some blood.
And just a few short hours later on that very same day, investigators will find some more damning evidence in a trash transfer. Just what were investigators looking for in that trash transfer facility? Well, the trash of Brian's mother. Trash that was taken to that transfer facility. Trash that turned up to have a hatchet, a hacksaw, used cleaning equipment, and blood. Coincidentally, from Brian's mother's trash? Things started to look quite gruesome. People started to wonder what kind of person could do such a thing like this. Well, maybe the type of person that could easily steal $1 million from his father. The father that had trusted him dearly. A relationship that was virtually flawless until he stole $1 million from his father, according to court documents. Causing a massive fallout and the two of them not speaking together for nearly a decade. And then things went even further when his father cut Brian out of the will. Well, as you may have guessed, Brian didn't like that so much. So what did Brian do? Well, he destroyed the will, appointed himself personal representative of the state, and liquidated about $100,000 from his dad's bank account. Oh, and for good measure, there's also the time that he stole his friend's Andy Warhol paintings and then tried to sell fake Warhols on top of stealing and selling his friend's real Warhols. It's called federal art fraud, which is the reason he's been on house arrest for years. Couldn't come up with the bail money. He was facing serious prison time. All this time, his wife Anna stood by his side, saying to a federal judge in a letter, "Brian has been working consistently on breaking the past habits of his family, and we are all looking forward to the new chapter of his life." Like the previous one, where in August of 2014, before they were married, Anna filed that Brian had allegedly threatened to kill her and a friend. Metro DC police did confirm that Brian Walsh was the suspect of the complaint. However, Anna refused to cooperate and the case was closed. So much for just one person. Finally, January 17th came around. And Brian Walsh was charged in the murder of his wife, Anna Walsh. What happens next? That's what we're going to follow right here. This is Finding Anna, a podcast that covers the Anna Walsh story daily, with breaking updates, conversations on the case, while keeping the thought of Anna alive. Search Finding Anna wherever you download podcasts and press subscribe so you don't miss any of our conversations and breaking updates on Finding Anna.